What's the deal with Atlanta? Why are there so many people from Atlanta that listen to you?
Atlanta's pretty hip. Atlanta is where JW lives, down at 33rd Parallel. Our activity, our stuff is worked out in Atlanta because JW knows everybody on the institutional level. So, you know, he can drop stuff off and say, hey, check this out. You've got the Winship Cancer Institute there at Emory University.
Wait, does JW actually live here? Can I actually interact with him? Or what does he do on a day-to-day basis?
JW is they're a family like the Rockefellers. They came over with the Pilgrims. They're the Rockefellers of Southeast United States. They do their damnedest to have no public information about themselves. JW's not even his real name. He once told me they spent a lot of money to get all traces of whatever off the Internet. So you can't find anything on the Internet about him. And he values his privacy. That's why he's got me out there, me fucking being the clown in front, taking all the flack and shit and credits and groupies. I get everything because he doesn't want anything to do with it. He's not even a member of our company. He's not in a business relationship with us. He just is taking what I caused through ION. I brought in the information. He has the resources to implement them. He's a trillionaire. So he's not available. He does not want to meet anybody. He's not in it for any social kicks. He's like a Leonardo da Vinci in a way. He's busy, very busy. And there's 12 of them. There's 12 JWs. So we are the most amazing phenomenon on the planet. Everybody knows it, of the ability to check out those things, knows it. And we just watch everything else melt away.
Lockdown Bob rule.
Which is, you know, Connie rule.
Who's Connie?
Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Is JW cloned?
He's not cloned, no.
I think there's only 8 of them. I don't think there's 12.
Well, I go by what ION says. I mean, I'm not going to go by your opinion. ION says, and I will not describe 10, 11, and 12. I know 1 to 9, we've got descriptions where they live. Got all that mapped out, but he will not describe 10, 11, 12 for some reason.
Only one lives in Atlanta?
Let me just check my list.
Are they all in the same world, or are they in different worlds?
They're in this world and different worlds.
And are they familiar with one another or not so much?
Oh, yeah. A couple of them tease each other. Like, one will tell me and Carolyn something that the other didn't want told to us, and then he'll leave a note saying, fuck you, I told them. They tease each other.
But they don't sit around and have lunch together or anything. They don't interface with one another on a one-on-one basis.
Well, I talked to JW. He doesn't seem to, but he may not be telling me the truth, but he doesn't really see them. He doesn't worry about them, engage them, try to hang out with them. That's what he says.
Yeah, but are they in concert with one another as far as their agendas and or their goals to try to accomplish different things?
I don't know. Some won't tell us stuff, others will. Let's see, I'm looking at the list. One's in Atlanta, one's in San Diego, one's in Albuquerque, one's in New York City, one's in Monaco, one's in South Africa, Cape Town, one's in Geneva. One's in Maui, one's in Edinburgh, one's in Atlanta, San Diego. There seems to be two in Atlanta area.
They all have different names or the same names?
No, they have different names.
They work under the same umbrella of financial backing, or they all have made their own money their own way?
I don't know that. I don't know how they... what their work is.
Are they organic robotoids, Bob?
No. No, they're human beings. JW1 is the guy who says, fuck you. He's the crude one, the one who's not very friendly. JW2 is interested in and intrigued.
Which JW do you interact with?
Number one.
Okay.
But no, I can't say that. We interact with several, but I don't keep track of who's who. You know, I don't say, which one are you? We can tell the difference. Okay, JW3 gives away the store worse than I do. JW4 is empathetic, feeling all the feeling places. JW5 is very critical. Number 6 is analytical number cruncher. Dynamic, bigger than life, extraneous, huge, no limit, no bounds. That one's in Monaco. Number 8, a mixture, extemporaneous as opposed to oral interpretation, off the cuff. So more spontaneous, glib, and witty.
So he has a bunch of different bodies to interact differently?
Yeah. And JW9, hands-on. He does everything, won't ask anyone. He does it himself.
Where did he get the bodies?
I don't know. No, I think they're parts of himself or something. Like, we all have other versions of ourselves, just that his are more coordinated. I mean, consciously, I guess. Consciously coordinated. Whereas you got other cells, but you don't coordinate them.
And did non-physical, like, pick him out and give him all the bodies?
I don't know, but Ian has said that there are a couple things that JW is doing or experiencing that no human has experienced before. So he's sort of a leading-edge probe. If that's what Ian meant, we have to re-ask every question and double-check that.
Many of us have parallel lives in other worlds, but he has parallel lives in the same world.
Yeah, I want
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, is there a list to sign up for?
A list?
Yeah, like a waiting list for getting all these bodies. I'd love loads of bodies. That'd be great.
No, but you see, that's the point. You already have them, but you don't allow yourself to be aware of it. You're not large enough. You haven't made yourself a large.
So, Bob, say now that in the future there's, like, capsules, like Martin McLuhan talks about, and then there's, like, 12 bodies of GW, and then they can interact with space and time or something. Is it like that?
I don't know. You have to ask Ion.
Okay, so how many bodies do you have then?
Well, Ion started off saying that there was 2 of me. That was in the first few months. Then later, there was more than 2 of you. And then later, 1 million of you. Infinite. So it becomes that there's an infinite number of you. Because in eternity, there wouldn't be any walls. There wouldn't be any limitations.
Or they have your DNA and now there's 1 million of them.
Yeah, I don't know about the DNA. Don't worry about that. There's just a lot of me.
They're probably putting you on all these different worlds after finding billions of Earth-like planets in the solar system and the galaxy and everything. They're probably putting you out there as the head post of Dobstown.
Who's putting me out there?
Non-physical.
Yeah, I got put out there, but then I set it up.
I have the impression that you are creating a special space. It's not just, I mean, like people think of Ion, but for me, it's more like you're creating this space because Ion came because of you.
Yeah, but JW would not have allowed me to fuck with his mind if Carolyn wasn't here. It's definitely, it's a triangulation. It's JW, me, and Carolyn. We create the space, and then the extra that comes out of it is Ion.
Yeah, like what he's saying is, like, did you do something with the hyperspace around JW so he was a conduit to non-physical? Like, did you?
Yeah, I did do something
like a magician or something like
that. Yeah, I'm the original inventor. I had the original crazy idea that the evergreens were around him and I could talk to them. Then Carolyn was there as a backup support, almost like a butler, just stand there and let the Lord go where he wants. Oh, boy, the Lord's going over here. Okay, so the butler came along, you know, ready to serve him. And JW was this, you know, beached whale kind of guy, right? And he's there, and he's in charge of everything, but nothing's real. And then we started interacting with him, and then he started to get some strange experiences, and we didn't judge them. And then I got the brilliant notion, oh, these are the evergreens, because Dr. Beter came and said, say hi to Bob. If he hadn't done that, I wouldn't have paid attention to his ghost.
Did he have a memory of talking as Ion, or is that just...
No, he doesn't experience it. as is happening, and a lot of times now Ion doesn't go through him. Ion described itself as a hologram of JW talking to us. JW go around living his life, but then sometimes JW is possessed, quote, possessed, I guess. But JW can download within 24 hours, he can find out what was said. It just comes to him the whole 20 hours or whatever. But back to this point, so you have Beater says, say hi to Bob. I get the reason, the idea that that's the Evergreens, because Beater was used to talk through the Evergreens. So I said, oh, I'm going to talk to these ghosts. Now, that's the act of a crazy originality. It didn't occur to Carolyn. JW didn't know I was thinking that way. So I invented the thought, and then I did it. And then about a year later, Carolyn came on board when Ion gave her the answer to cancer. Then she started to really get, you know, interested in it, deeply interested in it.
But it's more than that, Bob, because you've got the prophet. The Vatican obviously knows. They have certain clues. They have certain probes.
Okay, sure. Okay. So that's the particular. You could say that's the micro. The macro was, as Ion said many times, humanity wanted this. They wanted to get themselves really in the bad rabbit hole and then say, look, we can get ourselves out of it. All we have to do is get this Ion non-physical to help us. And Ion said that we fell so that we could show we could come out of it. So, yeah, humanity on the large level did all this. And it's predicted by all the sacred literature and everything. It's all, the crumbs are all over the place. We just have to start experiencing it now. Experiencing what it's supposed to be ascended. That's what everybody has to do. They don't have to track the history of how it happened.